favorite refugees is checking in. He's a refugee from California. His name is Chuck DeVore. Living the life here in Texas. You've got a lot of company, which is, you know, we talk all the time, Chuck, about, you know, the mass exodus in California, especially for Texas. Why do we want to make America more like California? Again.
This is a really bad plan, right? I mean, make California a blueprint. What could go wrong? This just boggles the mind. Here's this beautiful state bracketed by the Pacific Ocean and the Sierra Nevada Mountains. Beautiful weather, right? Since becoming a state in 1850, they've lost population for the first time last year. They're going to lose a congressional seat because things are so bad in California. It's so mismanaged. More people are leaving than showing up. I mean, how can you ruin California? But that's what's happening.
Well, I would say that we better qualify that. It's taxpayers who are leaving. If open border policy actually goes into effect, you're going to have quite a bit of population going into California.
Well, likely so, and that's going to be very interesting in the next few months. But, you know, look at these policies, right? California has the nation's highest income tax, and yet it also has the nation's highest poverty rate after you account for the cost of living and welfare benefits. And so it's like, wait a minute, I thought all these redistributionist policies were supposed to help the poverty rate. It also has a really bad problem with homelessness. And so another issue, $15 an hour minimum wage. The average rent for one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco is about $2,900 a month. In Jackson, Mississippi, it's $756. So somehow $15 an hour is supposed to be the same in San Francisco as it is in Mississippi. This policy idea from Biden is probably going to wipe out about 3.7 million jobs, put people on welfare, and guess what? You make it $15 an hour, now you have more incentive to hire people under the table. What kind of people? Well, probably people that are not in this country legally. So it's a double whammy. It's just a really bad idea.
So other than virtue signaling, which California is very, very good at, what is it about California that just appeals to this administration so much?
Well, you know, it's the most populous state. You've got the vice president coming from California. A number of people in the administration are being pulled in from California. It's the progressive vanguard. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the jokes that you hear from campus Marxists that, well, you know, true communism has never really been tried. Well, perhaps true progressivism just needs a little bit more tax money, right? And that California, it would really work out there if only they would spend a little more money. One more big example. Election law. I mean, we just finished with a very controversial election. By the way, it's for reasons that are more pedestrian, more, you know, traditional corruption, if you will, you know, where they were suing to reduce the safeguards for mail-in ballots and preventing observers from seeing the process. Well, in California, you can't have voter ID. They don't do that. And roughly 70% of the ballots are mail-in in California. The voter lists there are very poorly maintained. There's a lot of dead people on the voter list. There are people who are not citizens on the voter list, people who moved out of state. There's a bill, H.R. 1, that's been introduced in the House, the very first bill, that would impose California standards for elections across the country. It would prevent Texas from maintaining its voter list. It would prevent Texas from asking for voter ID when you go to vote. I mean, again, just one bad idea after another. And really, I'm kind of stunned that someone would come out and say, yeah, we're going to make California our blueprint. One last thing, energy costs, right? In California, oil production has been plummeting. They have a lot of oil in California, but their regulations make it hard to get out of the ground. Electricity, last year, during the 6 months during the height of COVID, electrical costs in California went up 6%. Now, in the rest of the country, it went down 4% because the economy was slowing down. Now, why did it go up 6% in California? Because they had electrical production shortages because of their policies promoting solar and wind that are not reliable. And yep. So on a few weeks, they ran out of electricity and had blackouts for the first time since 2001, blackouts due to lack of electrical production.
So the overall business model in California, pay more, get less. Yeah, that sounds like
exactly.
a great idea. All right, Chuck.
And let's make it national.
Chuck DeVore from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Glad you're here. Thank you, sir. 557 News Radio 740 KTRH.